VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. Police in the Netherlands are working Tuesday to determine the motive behind a shooting on a transit train that left three people dead and five others wounded in Utrecht. Police say 37-year-old Turkish-born Gökmen Taniş was arrested in Monday's attack. Commuters, returning to the trains Tuesday had mixed reactions to the incident and the person who is accused of the shooting.
It's terrible, and I'm scared, yes. Because it's awful what happened.
Well, I'm not scared because I think that is what they want, but you feel a little unsafe in your own city.
Very sad times, but I don't think it is terrorism. It was just an idiot, a psychopath.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte told reporters Monday it was too early to rule out the incident as being a possible terrorist attack. Mozambique's president says Cyclone Idai could result in the deaths of more than 1,000 people in the southern African nation. President Filipe Nyusi said he saw bodies floating in the water when he visited the affected area Monday. That leads him to believe the death count will be more than the 84 people known to have died. Reuters' Mia Womersley has more.
Cyclone Idai tore through Mozambique, Malawi and Zimbabwe, bringing a train of destruction and devastating floods. It made landfall near the port city of Beira, home to 500,000 and gateway for imports to landlocked countries in southern Africa. Large swathes of land were submerged and up to 90% of the area is believed to be completely destroyed.
That was Reuters' Mia Womersley. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and U.S. President Donald Trump are expected to discuss boosting trade and diplomatic ties when they meet Tuesday at the White House. This is VOA News. In a statement to Parliament Tuesday, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern praised the bravery and courage by mosque worshippers as a lone gunman massacred their friends and family. The Prime Minister saying the nation stood with its grieving Muslim community.
We are a nation of 200 ethnicities, 160 languages. We open our doors to others and say welcome. And the only thing that must change after the events of Friday is that this same door must close on all of those who espouse hate and fear.
The 50 victims killed at two mosques during Friday prayers were largely Muslim migrants, refugees, and residents from countries including Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, Turkey, and more. Boeing's CEO says the aircraft manufacturer is taking action to ensure the safety of its 737 MAX jets in the wake of two crashes that killed a total of 346 people. Dennis Muhlenberg said in a video statement,
"Soon we'll release a software update for the 737 MAX that will address concerns discovered in the aftermath of the Lion Air Flight 610 accident."
The October 2018 Lion Air flight plunged into the Java Sea, killing 189. The plane's new flight control software is suspected of playing a role in the crashes. Muhlenberg says Boeing representatives are supporting the investigation into the cause of last week's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet.
Ensuring safe and reliable travel on our airplanes is an enduring value and our absolute commitment to everyone. When an accident happens, for any reason, we focus relentlessly to determine why.
The U.S. and many other countries have grounded the MAX 8s and larger MAX 9s as Boeing faces the challenge of proving the jets are safe to fly. Clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli security forces broke out on Tuesday in the outskirts of Jerusalem. This after Israeli authorities bulldozed a school in an eastern refugee camp. Israeli authorities said the school was renovated without proper permission. Palestinians said the renovation work was necessary because the foundations of the school were weak. Mohammed Alkam is the school director. He said, "I told them the demolition decision had not yet been issued by the Supreme Court. They did not answer me, and they demolished the school, so now 400 students will have no school in September." Alkam said the school has petitioned the Supreme Court to approve the reconstruction work. There was no immediate comment from Israeli authorities. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.